You said that patients adapted well to four times a day. Have you found in general that patients did what you suggested?
Of course, I'd like to think they did, but of course the truth is that some of them will and some won't, and that's true of the four times a day insulin regimen, which is fantastic, but isn't suitable for everyone. Some people don't like it, some people find it's inconvenient at work, and they won't do it. What I do expect patients to at least give things a try that they're recommended to do. And they can always revert, and the more established, more old-fashioned, or the person who's had diabetes a long period of time might well say that I prefer my old system and I'm going to stick by it, and I respect that. I even respect the use of pork insulin, which still is around and still some people swear by it, particularly for hypoglycemia. I'm not convinced, but they're convinced, and I can't change them, and they've provided, given the new insulins a try, I don't mind. They can revert back to their pork insulin. So I think it then becomes a question of, as long as they're educated and as long as they have an informed choice, it's their choice. You can't force something on somebody. It is in treatment they have to take of their own free will. As far as health professionals who come to me who've got diabetes and need care, be it in the health service or privately, of course they're given the same advice, and you'd think that they would be more intelligent, more educated, more informed, and be more compliant. But the truth is that they're the same mixture of compliant and non-compliant. So I don't think, although education is absolutely vital, as fundamental, you cannot expect education to actually make 100% compliance. Overall, it's the personality of the person that matters. And I think this is extremely important to be aware that diabetes affects people of all intelligence, and that the least intelligent can be the most compliant, and the opposite is true, that the most intelligent can be the worst compliant.